Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word, means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, with the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down. We're that ancient people group of God. The spiritual DNA on Jewish people merges with the New Covenant Christian spiritual DNA to form in the Spirit one new man, which will form the full dwelling place of God, which will cause the church to not be a wimp, not be mocked by people, but stand up and be counted and fulfill its destiny in the last days. That's why the one new man is so important. And that's why I'm so glad to be interviewing my good friend, Rabbi Jonathan Bernis. You see, there are hidden truths in the scriptures that the first believers in the Messiah totally got it. They totally understood it. But over centuries, these hidden truths have been lost, and they've been lost to our generation. And they're coming to the surface because we need all the weapons we can for the greatest move of God's Spirit just before, as the Orthodox rabbis say, we are in the footsteps of Messiah. And I say we're in the footsteps of the return of the Messiah. Jonathan, why is this burning in you to restore to believers the power of confessing, and hear me clearly now, the power of confessing the Hebrew scriptures? Why is this burning in you? And it really is.
Well, I think we have to break it down into two different points. One, why is confession so important, and then of God's word? And then second, what about the Hebrew dimension of all this? So let me begin, Sid, by thanking you, because the significance of this in my own life really was a result of meeting you and being encouraged by you as a young believer. By the way, we're going back 28 years now. We've known each other a long time.
That's a lifetime.
almost. But 28 years ago, I was a young believer, knowing that I was called to ministry, searching for more and for what exactly God was calling me to. And you, God used you to really challenge me to enter into a new dimension of faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. This is why confession is so important. I want to be a God pleaser. You want to be a God pleaser, and people that are listening to this program today want to be a God pleaser. There's only one way: faith. And God used you to open the door to a new understanding, a new revelation of faith that was like being born again. And I'll tell you, to be honest, Sid, I kind of fell away from this and just fell into sort of a nominal ministry existence.
I believe the devil has a strategy with all believers, and it's called little by little you stop praying in tongues every day. Little by little you stop confessing God's word every day. Little by little you stop reading the Bible every day. Little by little you slip away from going to church anymore. And that's the strategy.
And you know what it's called, Sid?
What?
Lukewarm. You know the problem with being lukewarm? I will spew you out of my mouth. It's cold or hot, not lukewarm. And I'd rather be red hot for Jesus, as you say.
But the devil is smart. He does it little by little.
Yes, that's right.
He doesn't do it in big increments. But you started like a firecracker, just so strong for the Lord, and you understood the power of confession way back then. Why did you stop?
I think, Sid, just the cares of this world, the demands on time. What's choked off first? The getting into the Word of God, getting communion time with the Lord, building our faith, our most precious faith. Those are the things that we don't have enough time for, but in reality, If we don't make the time for that, everything else becomes insignificant. If we want the greatest fruitfulness in ministry, we've got to put the first things first. And they just all of us, I think, fall into the trap from time to time of losing that perspective.
Jonathan, let's go back to basics. What is meditation?
Well, meditation has two meanings. There's two Hebrew words. The first one is sicha, and this is more descriptive of the Christian idea of confession, and that is rehearsing in one's mind or thoughts. It's more cerebral. It's important also, by the way. I do this where we are just contemplative. We're contemplating the Word of God, and that truly does bring revelation and understanding. But the other Hebrew word for meditation, translated meditation, is hagah. And hagah is not reflection with the mind, but with the mouth. It's to rehearse the Word of God in speech. It's to speak. It's to talk. It's to utter or mutter. It's the concept, Sid, and practice of meditation that the Lord tells Joshua will make him both prosperous and successful. And I have to tell you, when I saw this in Joshua 1:8, you'll be prosperous and successful, it got my attention. Because I grew up in a Jewish home. Success, success. Biblical success, of course, is different than worldly success, but I want to be successful in the kingdom of God. I want to be successful in the ministry of the kingdom of God. And God told Joshua, as he was preparing him to lead about 3 million Jewish people into the promised land, that to be successful and to prosper and to accomplish all that God had for him, he was to meditate, hagah, on the Word of God and not let it depart from his lips. In other words, to confess the law. And it's this process of confessing the Word of God, of hearing the Word of God, that ties into Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You know, Sid, the Lord...
Let's go back just for a second, because you said something that triggered something in my mind. You said there were 3 million slaves that went out into the desert, and Joshua said, even with that bad background, if they would meditate on God's word, they would be prosperous and successful. They must have had no other knowledge than building temples and things like that.
No, they. But you know, let me go into this. The word prosperity, to prosper, is the word shalom. It means peace, divine peace, supernatural peace. But you know what else it means, Sid?
What?
Completion, to be brought to a place of completion, which includes healing, the power of miracles working in us and through us. It's talking about divine provision. Shalom, or prosperity, includes all of those that divine provision in our life. How do we obtain that? We obtain it through meditation, hagah, confession of the Word of God, because it's confessing the Word of God, Sid, that builds faith and releases faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Now, what about the Greek understanding of the word meditation?
Well, the Greek ideas is similar to the Hebrew concept, sicha, which is of value. It's to contemplate. It's where we go into silent reflection, and there's a real value in that. We're listening to God. So sicha is important, but haga is also equally important.
Well, and something that's coming to me about the two words for meditate in the Hebrew. One is the spoken word, to speak it, but the other is to think it. And I'm reminded of a man that I interviewed several months back by the name of Mel Bond. And this is what he used to do. He used to read the miracles of the New Covenant and then in his imagination see himself praying for blind people and their eyes being opened. Then he would go to a third world country, and he had so ingrained this and meditated on these thoughts, seeing himself doing what Jesus was doing. And after all, Jesus said, you'll do the same things I have done. He started seeing blind eyes open.
said, you know what you're talking about now? You're talking about the language of the Spirit, the language of the Holy Spirit. We're talking about the supernatural realm. How do we move into the supernatural realm? Through thought and confession. We meditate on it. We contemplate. We open up our spirit to commune with the Holy Spirit. But the other one is faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You know, there's two hearings mentioned in that verse.
You have a brand new workbook and a CD called Confessing the Hebrew Scriptures, where you help us confess it in the original language. Why have you taken it to this extra step?
Because, said, I believe in the power of confession, and second, I believe in the power of the Hebrew language. And there's a way to confess the original Hebrew Scriptures without any study, without any preparation or education. And I wanted to bring that truth to believers, to not only to understand, but to put into practice in their life.
Well, give me an example of one person that has confessed God's Word and what has happened in their life. How about that woman that had depression?
Well, I've seen hundreds, but one of the members of my congregation back when I pastored had suffered from depression for over 20 years. They, like the woman with the issue of blood, they had been to doctors and professionals, no results. And I gave her a number of scriptures. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And I gave her a homework assignment. I said, I want you to go home, and every morning, afternoon, evening, I want you to confess these scriptures. Forgot if it was 10 times each or 20. Look in the mirror as you confess them out loud so that you can hear with your ear, and it was eventually going to get into your spirit. Said it took 1 week. She came back in 1 week. I knew immediately that something was different, and she told me that she had been doing this, and about the fifth day or something, the reality of these scriptures fell into her heart. The second hearing, faith was released, and she was completely delivered of depression after over 20 years.
Imagine all of the healing scriptures in Hebrew with a method that Jonathan has developed that will allow you to pronounce it the way Yeshua, Jesus, pronounced it. A CD and the most beautiful glossy page picture book. It's like a high-quality coffee table book available for a gift of $35. To hear this week's interview in its entirety or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.